Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you know, pets can be loving. I had a cat that had to put it down. Oh, it's been a while. I had it for 23 years, and it had a loud purr motor. If you're talking on the phone and say the animal was sitting, you know, at your feet and purrs, a lot of people would say, "What's that sound?" You know, it's just my cat purring. You know, we had our last was we had three schnauzers since we had the cat, and they all aged out over. You know how it goes, pets are. So I got two more schnauzers. I got from the same litter from a breeder in Homer, Michigan, over there the other side of Spring Arbor on the south over towards Litchfield area and the Three Rivers. And yeah, these two run around the yard like they're on either end of the same bone. And pity the squirrel that drops into the yard because they tear them up. WDAPPB, this is KF8FGS.
I had a black cat with a little bit of white on his neck and on his head, and came home from lunch one day, and he was lifeless. I had him for about 3 years. I adopted him from a company that adopts cats, so had all his shots, and he was neutered. But I came home on my lunch hour and found him dead. So my daughter got a cat, but the condo that she moved into wouldn't accept pets, so we adopted that cat from her. He was just a little tiny kitty, wasn't even 2 years old. And boy, he took to us like unbelievable. He was one good kitty. Slept with me every night. Come in and sometimes he'd sleep down by my feet, and then other times he'd come up by my head. And we have, instead of having doorknobs in the bedrooms, and we have levers. And boy, he learned real quick how he could stretch his body out and put his weight on that lever and pull it down. And boy, he could get into any room he wanted to get into anytime he wanted to. I thought that was kind of funny that a cat would learn how to do that, but, you know, they're amazing creatures to begin with. But, boy, he, one day, I think he was about 14 years old, and he started not eating and acting funny. So we took him to the vet, and they didn't have an ultrasound machine, so we took him to another vet in East Lansing, and they said he has a lemon-sized growth in his intestine, and they suggested that we put him to sleep. So my daughter and I, well, I'll never do that again, David. My daughter and I watched as they kind of drugged him up first, and while he was good and drugged up, then they gave him the final shot in his hind leg to put him to sleep. And oh my gosh, I don't ever want to go through that again. KFA. Got it written down. GS or FGS. This is WBA PPD.
W8CMN repeater flip.
Yeah, we do, Don. We do tend to get attached to our pets. I, you know, put down, you know, any number of dogs and cats, and I had birds for a while. That was interesting. I had 20 birds. I had turned the dining room into an aviary because it had east and south windows. That was in another life. I had I was married for a long time to a gal that got sick and passed, and birds were her thing. Birds and model trains of all things. So, yeah, I know about having to put them down. It's tough. And after she passed, I had one bird left, and it was a double yellowhead Amazon parrot that could talk. And so I met this lady, and introduced her to this bird. This is Barbara, who's now my wife, and introduced her to this bird. Now, this bird, while standing on your finger, it's a pretty big bird, you know, a little smaller than a crow, but it would give you a kiss, and you'd ask it for a kiss, and it would touch your lips with its beak. So I said, well, here you go, give Barbara a kiss. That bird reached out and grabbed a hold of her, didn't bite down, just had a hold of it. If she had jerked away, it would have hurt. But she just stood there, and that bird was counting coo. Said, I know who you are, and you just better watch it around here, lady. That was hilarious, Tom. KF8FGS, back to you.
Oh, yeah, David, I'm familiar with birds. One of my I worked at a truck dealership, an international harvester truck dealership, and one of the owners had a parrot, and he'd invite me over to his house for dinner all the time, and that bird owned the living room, sat on its little pedestal, and boy, he could talk up a storm, and then he and his wife ended up getting divorced, and I think he moved in with his parents, and she got the bird. And then I met a younger woman that had a parrot. I think it was a parrot. And his name was the pedestrian. And all he would do is walk. He had his wings, he could fly, but he walked. They called him the pedestrian. And if I happened to be laying in bed, the pedestrian had to be in bed with me, walking up and down the mattress, doing his thing no matter what time of night it was. So that was kind of weird. That relationship didn't last very long, let me tell you. But she decided she wanted to go to Florida to see her daughter. And she didn't want to go because of the bird. So while she was at work, I cleaned the cage and got everything ready and took him over to my house and got him accustomed to my house. And I said, okay, look, the bird's in his cage. He's at my house. He's happy. And I think you need to take 2 weeks off and go to Florida and see your daughter. So he trusted me pretty well. He'd stand on my finger and stand on my shoulder, and he could talk, but he didn't enjoy talking, but he could talk. But you know, I've got a bunch of pictures of that bird, and I've looked on 3 of my computers, and I cannot find those pictures. But I think I probably got them on maybe a CD or something. But yeah, I don't want to own a parrot. They're too expensive. They do one thing real well. That's poop. And they poop all the time. And they eat a lot of food that they're not supposed to eat, like peanut butter and nuts and stuff like that. But when they're being good, they're a lot of fun. KF8FGS from WBA. PPP, back to you, Dave.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.